Hi, this is Kathy York, and for our QW post, our quick win post this month, I'm going to talk with you about emailing a perfect file. Once upon a time, the world had typewriters. You typed a page, gave it to a client, and it did not morph into something different. Then God created the people who created computers, and life has never been the same. One of the strangest things in our tech and text world is the weirdness of emailing a file to a client and it screwed up on their end. What happened? Well, what happened is the printer attached to their computer took over. Formatting that made the document look good on your screen went bye-bye. So let's make sure this doesn't happen to you again. Save the file as a PDF before attaching it to the email. Your recipient's copy will look exactly like the one on your computer because you formatted it to look best with your printer's setup. See how this works? If your client plans to edit the document, you'll also attach the copy from your word processor. Well, here's an example. Okay, when I hand a client their website usability audit report, I email it as a PDF. If this were something they might want to update later, for example, verbiage for their website, I would also provide the MS Word file. I would warn them it may look a little off on their end, and I would explain why. And I always attach the PDF first, because hopefully they will open it first and see my hard work in the best light. Now, I do have a button here for you. It has an article. You can go to an article with my step-by-step instructions for saving your file as a PDF. So there we go. I remember the day someone told me it was the printer causing the problem with documents, and it was a big, well, duh moment for me. Now, that's obvious once you're told, but before then, not so much. It's a game changer. Please subscribe so you won't miss future posts, and I promise, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. Please leave a comment or email me, especially if you need help PDFing spreadsheets or presentations. Oh yeah, you can do those too. No invoice on that. Hey, I know you're busy. I appreciate your spending part of your Saturday with the Yorkster. Email me if you need help with the tech or text project. I don't invoice for one quick 15-minute phone call. And you know, that may be all you need to get you unstuck. That email is kathy@kathyyork.com, and it's KathieYork. Hope to talk with you soon. Bye.